Well, thank you for coming back. As part of your registration, your set of CDs will be made available to you as we leave here. Now, it'll be no problem with the first two CDs. The last one will just be cooking as you're heading out the door. So if you enjoy each other's company the way you just did in this last break, they'll certainly be done by the time you're leaving the building. So make sure you pick up your CDs before you leave. That's part of your registration. Well, I always enjoy panels because, this is where the rubber meets the road. Now, I'm not saying the facilitators are out of touch with reality by any means. But it's always good to see parents and the children together. In fact, it's always great, maybe in a future situation, we should have facilitators speaking and have their wife or husband and their children there with them as well, to keep them honest. There's always perspective that our family brings. So this evening we've invited the Yatsekos. Now Richard Yatseko is here too, and he may pipe in at some point. But we've got Terry Yatseko and Natasha. We've got Stefan Bacole. Now his parents didn't want to come with him.
I was going to tell them that I didn't have parents, but you really
Yeah, he auto-homeschooled. No, it's a lie. But his parents weren't able to make it, but Stefan came anyway. And then we've got the Schramm family. We've got Jim, we've got Charlene, we've got Kelly, in this order. And so each of these families has had different approaches to what they've done. We thought it would be interesting to have a couple from one family, but it didn't work out. So let's start. What we're going to do is just have each family speak for about five. Can it be done in 5 minutes? We'll give that a shot, and then we'll, to just tell us about their approach to homeschooling, we'll go through the entire panel that way to give you an idea of where they're all at, where they've come from, how they've approached what they're doing. Make notes as to questions you might have, and then we'll take questions for the whole group, and you can assign your question to one of them or another or to all, I suppose. But we'll have about a half an hour for questions once they're done speaking. So why don't we start over here with Jim, because I know he's a man who can say things succinctly and to the point. So,
thank you, Ken. I'm Jim Schramm, as Ken pointed out. We have three children. Kelly's here. She's in grade 12. We have two others. Cassia, she graduated 2 years ago. And Daniel, who is 11 years old. We live in Olds, Alberta. And Charlene is the primary teacher in the house. And so with that, I'm going to turn it right to her and not waste her minutes.
It's very succinct. When our girls were younger and before Daniel made the scene and we were homeschooling, I denied that high school was ever going to happen. So I didn't do a lot of planning coming into it, and when panic would kind of rise, I would just think, well, I'm not there yet, so don't worry too much about it. And what was interesting is that it just unfolds, and it did for us at any rate. So two factors sort of led the way we decided to do homeschool or high school. One of them was that our girls they're close in age, they did not have a definitive calling in their high school years of what they wanted to do once they were out of high school, for sure. And so, for instance, one of their peers knew right from an early age he wanted to be an airline pilot, so he joined Air Cadets, he talked to airline pilots, he knew what he needed to do that. But our girls didn't have that, so we didn't have a definite path to lead them through high school. The second one was that we had always sort of chosen our own curriculum. We never chose Alberta Diploma or Alberta Ed stuff, and it seemed inconsistent to suddenly switch gears in high school. So with prayer and with encouragement from our facilitator and from wisdom, we sort of just stayed with I can't remember which fellow I wrote it down, what they were passionate about. And then when I felt like we weren't doing enough, I made them do math. So, well, I may cast do math. Kelly wouldn't do it. So that's what we sort of did through high school. And then luckily the Wisdom Online courses came in just at a prime age for our girls. And our older girl took the Great Books course. And I'd always kind of gone to all the classical ed presentations that Ken and Marlene ever gave. And was really attracted to those courses, but they scared me, and I thought I didn't know enough. So when the Wisdom stuff came online, Cass joined it, and our whole family got hooked. Like, our whole family, just, it opened up a whole new realm for us. And it was right in time, because that's basically how we chose to do high school, was more of a classical approach. And I'll let Kelly tell you how that turned out for her.
Okay. So I started the Wisdom online program, I think, when I was in grade 10, I guess, and I did one course and kind of got hooked. I did one that year and seven the next year, and I'm doing as many as possible this year. And as I started to do these and, you know, fell in love with the Iliad and everything else that comes after, it kind of, in the last year anyway, I had a major desire to go to Thomas Aquinas College in California. And so this last year, I've been sort of jumping through the hoops to do that. Basically, the one thing that terrified me was that you have to write the SATs to get into Thomas Aquinas, and it is, I had never taken any high school math. My last math program, I think, was grade 9 level. And so Mom says when she felt like we weren't doing enough, she made us do math, but obviously I didn't do it. So now that was my payback. This last 4 months, I've been doing grade 10 to 12 math, and I wrote the SATs on the 27th. So we'll find out how that went. But that was kind of basically it, I guess. So yeah, I'm just waiting now. So that's my little high school journey. Yeah.
When Cass has chosen to go to Rosebud School of the Performing Arts, and she needed a high school transcript, and she needs to write an entrance essay, a series of essays, and she needed, she'll go for a scout week where she's assessed and she performs for them. And so we did get a hold of the Wisdom office, and they were great. They gave us helped us with a parent-generated transcript. And a certificate of completion from Wisdom. And so both girls used that as their transcripts for both colleges. Go, Steph. We're done.
Okay. So, I guess with my high school experience, it was really, I didn't really so much worry about the future so much. For me, my purpose of education wasn't so that I could really get somewhere, achieve something. It was more about really learning for the sake of learning. Because I'd be sitting there, and I'd be getting like all excited about triangles and stuff, and it was pretty cool, you know? And like my friends are like, blah, 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 they got their calculators. I'm like, what's that? What is that? And then they look at my stuff, and they're like, oh, cool, triangles. What is that? And I don't know, that was kind of like the relationship that I had with like the rest of my high school peers in the public school system. It was really interesting the way we kind of played off on each other. Because like, I would kind of like listen to like what they were trying to tell me or whatever. And we would get into sort of debates. And they would like bring up their point and they'd be like, this and this and this and this and this. And I'd be like, huh? That doesn't make sense. And that was basically because through my high school experience, I was more taught how to think. It was more like the tools for reasoning, the tools for a life that I'll be needing later, is what I was after. And I really believe that I'm in a much better spot than I ever could be through this, because I know that whatever I've got like the right attitudes to go through this, and I know that I've got the ability to reason it out and to find what God is looking for, along with like a lot of prayer. And I really encourage you, like you parents, to like just go through with this. Like, maybe it will be hard, maybe it will be stressful, but it's not something that you so much need to worry about getting somewhere. Because, like, one thing that I've been hearing, like, a lot this year is that God, he doesn't call the qualified. More the way that he operates is that he qualifies the called. And I kind of think that this is what home education is about. It's basically just, like, following God's will and giving yourselves the tools to, like, see where you need to go with next. You're equipping yourself for, like, your next step in God's plan. And for me, that is my experience with homeschooling. And, hey, it extends beyond homeschooling. So, there you go.
All right. My name's Natasha, and I am the oldest in my family. I have three younger sisters. The youngest is turning 8 on Monday. And I was homeschooled from grade 1 onward. And as I was approaching high school, I remember being very excited about the opportunities and couldn't wait to learn, you know, new stuff. And I don't know why it seemed like such a big deal, but I wasn't nervous per se. I know my parents felt a certain amount of apprehension just because I was the oldest, and I'm sure they second-guessed themselves. Are we doing the right thing? But as I went through high school, it just came so naturally. We just kept on doing pretty much what we had been doing the whole time. I did a lot of reading and writing and real-life experiences. I entered writing contests, and I had a part-time job, and I traveled, and a lot of things like that. And through the whole time, I was very much involved in my church and in my community, and I doing volunteer work. And I know that being homeschooled really allowed me the opportunity to do all that, but also to spend time with my family and to develop the relationships with them. I am extremely close to all three of my sisters, and now that I'm living away from home, they will call me at 7:30 in the morning and be like, "Tash, I woke up and I was thinking of you and I wanted to talk to you." And I just think that's so amazing, because I know so many of my friends who did go to school, they just don't have that type of relationship with their siblings or with their parents. And they're the most important people in my life. And I'm glad that my parents decided to homeschool me, and appears they're sticking with it with my other sisters. And looking back, I wouldn't have done it any other way. I also was the kind of person who I didn't really have a specific calling or career that I wanted to do, and I wasn't absolutely certain. I just knew the things I was interested in, and so that's what I did. I just followed my interests. I had a ton of hobbies. I spent all my spare time reading about the things that interest me, and I would just soak up everything about that, and I continue to have those hobbies and those interests. And while it may not lead me to something specific, that's okay. I'm just enjoying life's journey, and I'm content with where I am right now. And I never had the desire to go to college or university right after I graduated. I mean, I thought about it, and it was kind of hum and haw, like, oh, yeah, I should do that, and this is how I prove to people that that I'm a success. And over the years, there's been a journey of realizing to myself, what is a success? Am I going to be defined successful by what others think? Am I successful when I am well-known or rich or any other definition that there might be? Or am I successful when I am doing what I want to do and enjoying it? And yeah, so that's kind of the place where I'm at right now. And I'll see if my mom has anything to add. I'm sure she's making notes of all the things that I forgot to mention, but that's it.
Well, I wasn't expecting to cry before. Anyway, it's really nice to homeschool a child all the way through. Homeschooling is, yeah, see? Should have gone first. Homeschooling is just my heart and my life, and I love my children, and I, when we started, I didn't know, you know, we were doing the one-year thing, but didn't take very long before we knew, or I hoped we would do all the way. And it's not easy. It's, I was looking around tonight, and I thought, a typical homeschool situation, eh? You got kids and teenagers at the same gathering. And Natasha's last year, I was homeschooling grade 12, grade 7, grade 1, and had probably a 4-year-old. Anyway, like, it was quite amazing to me, and I felt very schizophrenic going from all the... don't know if you've ever done that, but I just, it was really tough going from grade 12 to grade 1. And the one good thing is I don't think I'll ever do anything that hard again. Like, it can only be easier than that. And I really am thrilled. I think I was thinking about the arrows when Tash was talking. You really need to know what kind of child you have and where their heart's desire is. And it's not so much, I think John was the one that said, preparing them to do what they are to do in this life. And I've got no doubt in my mind that any of my children will accomplish what God wants them to accomplish. And they might not have exactly what they need. I don't know. God has given me what I've needed to accomplish what I've needed to do. Anyway, I expect he will do the same. If they need to do some upgrading or do some other stuff, they'll do it. And I know that they're developing the character and the morals that they need to stand firm in a world that is not firm. So...
So we can take questions.
This question's for Kelly, I believe it is. Okay, not to put you on the spot. You had said in grade 10 you went from one course to the next year 7 courses. In retrospect, what was the spark that made you all of a sudden click in? Was it an issue of maturity? Was it just all of a sudden you found your passion? What was it that made you kind of go that way?
Well, as soon as I began the Intro Great Books course, actually, is what I started with. And I loved it. Like, I loved every minute of it. I couldn't get enough, and I was so sad when it was done. And I was exhausted. And for me, I didn't really start reading anything until I was probably about 13. I hated literature. So it was a huge step for me to go from not reading at all to reading something like the Iliad in a week or 2 weeks. So it was more just like the spark was there, but it just took me a little while to get up the guts to take on so much work. So that was, I don't know if that answers your question.
Most of the homeschooling moments happen in the car, in the barn, and around the kitchen table. And the discussions that happened around our kitchen table after our older daughter took the first Great Books course changed us. And so it was maturity for all of us. And suddenly we had a shared passion and a shared sort of vision. Like I suddenly understood what they meant by the trivium. And I was madly yapping to anybody who would listen about, you know, they're just grammatical learners. And then you can't shove stuff in them and they won't regurgitate it anymore. And now they're in their logical stage, and you know, because they're arguing with you. And blah, 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 blah. It was like it all clicked for me. And I don't think she had a choice but to be passionate about it. So I think we all matured, but it just suddenly all clicked. Oh, I get why we've been doing this all this time.
But too, like, I don't think if I would have started sooner, it would have had the same effect. Like, I think I had the prime age for myself as well.
Sorry, Kelly, this one's for you as well. When you mentioned, you were just saying you were at the prime age for that course, and I wanted to ask you about the math. You were saying that all of a sudden you have to catch up on everything you missed in order to get in college. And I'd read that kids who need to learn that math can do it, you know, in a short period of time, and my daughter struggles with math. And so I've been pushing her along, and I'm wondering if I would be doing her a greater service if I just waited until she was ready and she did it in that short period of time. Do you find it overwhelming, or do you wish you had started sooner, or do you think it's good that you're doing it now?
Well, actually, in the first little talk there by the Barters, every word she used to describe panic I have felt in the last 4 months. but, I mean, I've thought about that a lot, and I truly don't believe that if I had been doing high school math consistently as, you know, as you're supposed to, that I would have been able to give so much of my mind to the wisdom courses, and so I don't think I would be pursuing the same thing I am now, so I wouldn't change anything that I did. It was terrifying, but at the same time, I mean, I definitely retained more in the last couple months than I would have if I was fighting through Saxon math year after year. So,
I'll just add on that. Kelly would not have gotten that spark if we had put her into math right off the bat, put it that way. She's, and even to this day, like I was at... I saw the battles at that kitchen table, and I was scared. But she got through it. That was Kelly's math. So I don't know, even though at an earlier age, the battles would have started before, but I think we would have lost, we would have lost interest if we pushed on math and not let her do what she wanted to do. Like, it was John's talk that really jumped at me at that. It was like Kelly's passion that started her into the great books and the Latin, and she just loves that stuff. So that's how her desire to go to Thomas Aquinas arose, and then she needed math for the SATs to get into to the college. And then she got into Euclid on the ancient math too, and she's starting to like that too, so from a different level, I guess.
I just like share my own experience there as well. Yeah, after like doing that kind of math too, you take a look at the actual math textbooks and you're like, this isn't interesting. Like, honestly, we tried to do it and we were like, this is boring. Like, I'm actually learning stuff here with the actual Euclid's Elements there. So that's just my experience there.
Relationship with Kelly would have been damaged if I would have kept fighting with her. And I like our relationship now.
This is a question for both Natasha and Stefan, because Kelly said she's in grade 12 and graduating, And you, Natasha, said you've left home. Can you tell us what you're doing now, or if you want to? Are you going to a post-secondary school, or which way you're going? And Stefan, also for you, you never told us where you are. Are you grade 12, or are you going on somewhere?
All right. I actually graduated, if you will, in 2004. So I have been out of my formal homeschooling for a little while. After I was finished with my studies, I worked full-time for a while because I had decided I wanted to do a discipleship training school with YWAM, which is Youth with a Mission. And I had been thinking about that for a number of years, and was inspired, and that's what I wanted to do, and I went for it. I did it. It was amazing. I loved it. And I would say it changed my life. For those of you who aren't familiar with it, it's basically like the first semester of like a Bible college. So after I got back from that, my grandfather was very sick, and I was working part-time while helping to take care of him. About 2 to 4 days a week, I would go over there and just be with him and help in any way I could. And he actually passed away just a few months after I got back, I believe, maybe 4 months after I got back. But I had spent all that time with him, and so it was so precious to me, and I was glad that I had that opportunity. Since then, I continued to work part-time, and I was feeling very discouraged and kind of at a standstill in my life. I didn't really want to do something specific, but I wanted to do something, just to say I was doing something. And I know, it sounds so silly saying it now, but I felt that God wanted me to wait, and I actually had a few people approach me and say, you know, you're supposed to be waiting right now. And I thinking to myself, okay, I can deal with this, and then I don't want to wait. I don't wait well. What am I waiting for? Like, what's the point of this? And so needless to say, I wasn't very happy, but I'm like, okay, I'll wait for a little while. Things started to turn around, I would say, in the spring. And I felt like I had a little bit more direction in my life. During the summer, I went to hiking in Nunavut for 2 weeks. And the day after I got back from that, I went on a 5-week road trip with my family across Canada. We drove to the Maritimes. And if I had had some prior commitment, I, of course, wouldn't have been able to do that. And I would say I got even closer to my family during that time than I had been before. So it was a really, really amazing experience. And then the day after I got back from that, I started working for Wisdom. So I am currently living in Derwent, and I am working full-time for Wisdom Homeschooling. That's what I'm doing. I am very happy.
So, yeah, in retrospect, maybe it would have been nice if you guys knew who was talking at you. I'm 19. I've been out of school for, well, you know, quote-unquote graduated for 2 years. So basically the first year after, like, we stopped doing school, or I stopped doing school or whatever, I kind of, like, I had no idea what I was going to do with myself. So in my typical unprofound way, I'm just like, okay, I'll go work, make money. And so, yeah, I didn't want to, like, spend all that energy and all that finances into some like random program that I wouldn't even know what I'm doing for what reason. Do you guys like my grammar? Me too. So, but yeah, I was homeschooling are cool. So, anyways, yeah, after like just sort of like sitting around making some money, I started looking at some options. TAC was one of them. So I started like getting my applications in for that and like doing all my stuff. And yeah, I didn't know why I would be going, so I guess that's why God didn't let me go. Because kind of cool story there, like we took our computer in to get it fixed and he said he'd back up all the information on our computer. So he did. He like backed up everything. He backed up all the music files that we had downloaded. He backed up all the pictures we had. The only like three files he didn't back up were like the ones that I needed for school. So it was kind of like, okay, I don't think I'm supposed to go there, as it turns out, because I don't want to do that over again. And yeah. So yeah, just doors kept on closing whenever. I'm like, okay. And